2 weeks from today, Michigan voters will decide whether to increase investment in the state's crumbling roads and bridges with a 1 cent increase in the state's sales tax. The discussion over whether to invest more in infrastructure has raised the issue of the warranties that sometimes cover the state's road and bridge work. Between 35 and 45% of road work contracted out by the Michigan Department of Transportation is covered by a warranty. Those warranties mean contractors whose work is deemed inferior or doesn't last are obliged to fix it. But on several occasions, reports issued by the state and federal auditors have found fault with MDOT's follow-through on those warranties. On Sunday and Monday, our next two guests reported at length about the issue of MDOT road warranties in the Lansing State Journal. Here to share some of what they found are LSJ investigative reporters Stephen Reed and Justin Hinckley. Stephen, Justin, welcome.
Good morning.
So a warranty program was launched in 1997, and today a third or a little bit more than a third of these work contracts are covered by a warranty. Your stories suggest that the program is flawed, perhaps seriously. I'd like to hear from each of you as to how it's flawed.
Go ahead, Steve. You start.
Well, it's flawed in that the problems that are identified involve quality assurance, and there isn't sufficient follow-through according to the audits. And this is a repetitive situation. There have been state audits in 2002, 2006, mm-hmm. 2010, and again in February that find shortcomings in the audit program. The most recent audit concluded that MDOT is not effective in administering and enforcing the warranty program. Mm-hmm.
Justin, what about you?
And I would say that it's really a breakdown through many steps in the process, going all the way up to one of the ways that MDOT and other state agencies make sure that they are working with quality contractors is by using a federal list of debarred contractors. But federal audits have faulted that program just as often as the Michigan Auditor General has faulted MDOT for its warranty oversight. So it's really just a lack of quality checks and balances going all the way up.
Does MDOT have the personnel to follow through on warranties, Steve? Are they saying they need more people?
We gave them the opportunity to say they needed more. We asked the question, do you have enough? And they said we would never claim that whatever shortcomings and problems are found in the audits are because we don't have enough people.
Justin, you wrote that MDOT says that only 13% of warrantied road jobs require corrective action. That number doesn't necessarily, I don't know, I see 13%, I don't necessarily fly off the handle and think we got a major problem here. Is 13% close to the mark, or do you think, does that sound too low to you?
I think one of the issues here is that some of these weaknesses documented in the oversight raise a question of how many might be missed. So I think the problem isn't that maybe the 13% is below, but that we can't say with complete confidence whether or not that's a completely accurate number. Mm.
How do these warranties typically work? What's covered?
There's different types of warranties for different jobs, but it basically breaks down into performance warranties that kind of cover the project lasting the length of the warranty, and then other warranties will cover the materials that contractors use, the workmanship, the quality of the work that they do. So there's different types of warranties that work in there. Mm-hmm.
Justin Hinckley and Stephen Reed of the Lansing State Journal are my special guests here today on WKAR's Current State. We're talking about the issue of road warranties in the Michigan Department of Transportation. A couple of the more really alarming findings in your reporting on two projects, warranties expired without MDOT notifying a contractor that corrective action was required, and an MDOT database where it's indicated whether corrective action was required, the entry was changed from yes to no. That seems like something worse than incompetence, Steve Reed. Can you put that in context for us?
MDOT had an explanation for that. It really caught the attention of the legislators who convened 2 months ago in response to the release of the audit that included that that information. And MDOT's response is that they have a flawed database, a limited database. They need to spend more money to improve it, and that it didn't provide them space, so to speak, for an entry that explained the situation.
Stephen, how as an agency, I'm tempted to say how as an institution, but we'll just keep it at agency. How as an agency does MDOT feel about warranties? Do we know that?
That's a wonderful question. Director Steitel, in his testimony before three combined House committees, said warranties are good, good for taxpayers, good for contractors, good for MDOT, good for everyone, really. And we followed up with him just last week, and he affirmed that warranties are good. The reason there's some doubt in my mind is in February he was asked, he was interviewed by the Free Press, and he was more reflective, in my opinion, and he said, if warranties are so great, how come nobody else is doing them as to the degree that we are? Mm. And he invited an examination of the effectiveness of warranty programs. Warranties were created legislatively, and they were pretty much imposed on MDOT in 1997.
There is also this rather withering comment from MDOT to the effect that even after 18 years of warrantied contracts, that they're still figuring out how they work? Who made that comment?
That's been the gist of the explanation from Governor Snyder on down to some of the other MDOT leaders that we talked to. And it's really their basic explanation is that Michigan, and this is accurate, pioneered warranties and does far more of them than any other state. And that, as Director Steitel told the legislators during the hearing a couple months ago, there's no best practice laid out there because no one's doing them like Michigan is. I think there are, it's certainly a fair question to ask, though, after 18 years, why it hasn't been figured out.
Is it known the price that is paid, the cost of not following through on this warranty program? Did you get to that place in your reporting?
Well, Director Steitel says it's incalculable to know whether warranties are cost effective.
And is it assumed that we will never know whether or not these warranties are cost effective or not, or is this where we hit a wall?
Yeah, the explanation given to us, the way warranties work is contractors purchase bonds to guarantee their work, and that cost is rolled into the bids that they provide. And MDOT says that information is proprietary information, and so they can't figure out how much higher the cost of a warrantied contract is versus a non-warrantied one.
Justin Hinckley and Stephen Reed of the Lansing State Journal are my special guests here on WKAR's Current State. Justin, you took a fairly close look at a number of Michigan contractors who do this work. What did you find?
I think what we really wanted to get at with this, these couple articles, is no one had really dug into what happened behind those numbers. The higher level numbers had been reported, you know, X number of warranties, X number required corrective action. And we wanted to show that what exactly happened on those warranties that made them fail. And so I think my big takeaway is it's really just up to the reader and the taxpayer and the voter to decide what is their threshold for tolerance for the number of times that the contractor has to go back and fix their work. You know, the contractors will say there's a lot of reasons behind that they're working out in the elements. It's not like they're building something in a factory. And I think, you know, maybe some people will accept that. Other people will say, you know, there are lots of contractors out there doing work that don't require so many fixes.
Top MDOT administrators, according to your stories, appear to downplay these concerns. MDOT's executive director, Kirk Steitel, says the agency's project monitoring gets high marks, and he says that's more important than warranty follow-through. I was also struck with a comment made by MDOT COO Greg Johnson, and Stephen, I think this was your reporting, I believe. After the state audit released in February, that really riled up legislators. Mr. Johnson told the Lansing State Journal the audit created an inaccurate impression that, quote, there's trouble at MDOT, unquote. Here's my question. Do the top officials at MDOT acknowledge problems with the warranty program, or do they tend more often to contest these findings?
They do acknowledge the problems, and they always agree with the audit conclusions for on the record. For the record, they say we agree, and we will make the changes. In our conversations, Mr. Johnson said, and others have said, that audits are always going to find something, that we shouldn't worry that much about audit findings. Director Steidel said that the most recent audit faulted them not so much for the work they did in the field, but for their documenting of the work that they did in the field. Creating the record, crossing the T's and dotting the I's. But the details matter. If you do not inspect a project before the warranty period is up, you've got an issue. If you do not arrange for the corrective action to be done, if you do not check it, make sure that it is done, you have an issue. And these are the things that were pointed out by the state audit, in the state audits, but also in federal reviews as well.
You wrote that, quote, many lawmakers are fuming, unquote, over this. Is there talk of repercussions, legislative or otherwise? Where do you think this is going?
Well, it's hard to say. Lawmakers have been telling us that they are demanding answers of MDOT, that there have been meetings between lawmakers, MDOT, and the governor's office. The governor says he's an old auditor, unlike some of his predecessors, and so he'll be paying more attention to these findings than maybe some of the others have. So we'll see. I mean, like Steve said, MDOT has always agreed with the findings and promised solutions, but they haven't followed through on all of them.
Another complicating factor here we'll point out, which is also in your stories, you also write that politicians sometimes come to the defense of the contractors.
You got to say MDOT can be put in a bind sometime. It's sort of like we as motorists will complain about a road being in bad shape, and then when the orange barrels are up and they're fixing it, we'll be complaining about that too. And the impression I got from some of the sources I talked to is that it's sort of the same thing, that there will be politicians yelling about needed improvements on the roads, but then if you go after a contractor who is a job provider in that district.
Now, and correct me if I'm wrong, warranties are a part of Proposal 1 on May 5th. Am I correct? If the measure passes, explain to us what would happen.
It opens up warranties to projects over $1 million going down onto local roads and requires a lot more record keeping from local road agencies and MDOT on how they're managing warranties across the state going down. Raises some questions, I think, if MDOT is having these troubles, local roads agencies are even tighter pulled, so it'll be interesting to see how they can manage it.
Talk to us about the response you've gotten to your stories. And what impact, also as a follow-up, what impact, if any, do you think your story will have on the sales tax vote?
You know, one thing I would say, again, we put this out there. We wanted to explain what was really going on and for voters and taxpayers to decide what their threshold of tolerance is. There isn't a lot of evidence that if we really need $1.2 billion a year additional for roads, we don't know that fixing even all of these problems could come up with $1.2 billion in savings. So it's hard to say. I mean, the polls suggest that people are not too thrilled about this proposal anyway.
What do you make of the response to your story, Steve?
I think the legislators are going to stay on this issue. Warranties, responsiveness to audits, general responsiveness and accountability at MDOT.
Stephen Reed, Justin Hinckley, investigative reporters for the Lansing State Journal. Check out their two stories. One appeared Sunday, one appeared yesterday, involving the Michigan Department of Transportation and its road warranty programs. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.